सहनावतु सहनौनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्त्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। सो वी हैव सो फार सीन that Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and son of Kumar, they have reached Vaikunth Loka. They have crossed 6 gates and on the 7th gate they were obstructed. And when they were obstructed, then these Kumaras, although they are very old, they are the 4 Manasputra of Brahmaji. After that, all devtas and everything, they were born. But they were only 5-year-old, naked. So at that time, and they were tattva-gyani. They were atma-gyani also. When obstructed, they got angry and cursed Dwarpal. Why they curse? Because your swabhav is visam. Visam means you are seeing duality. I am atmagyani. I am one with Brahman. There is no difference between me and Brahman. But you are thinking I am different and you have obstructed with me a cane. By trina, with a cane you have stopped me. So therefore, I curse you. You are not fit for this Vaikuntha Loka, where everybody is equal. Everybody is serving God. So you have to go to lower loka, where duality is seen. So what is the special characteristic of this human loka? They can't remember Lord. That is the problem. That is the problem. So immediately, these two doormen, they realize that they have done something wrong. Immediately they held the feet of Sanak Sananda Sanatan Kumar. We are ready to accept whatever punishment we are giving, we will go to the lower loka. But our mind should be always with the Lord. You see that. If the mind is with the Lord, then what will happen? My mind will get purified and slowly, slowly I will again come back to Lord. So they wanted this thing. When this thing is happening at that time, after curse, Narayan is coming. He is coming out of his chamber. After curse, he allowed that curse should happen before that. And then the obstruction, which was the obstruction there, that they stopped Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar, and the obstruction was removed by Lord himself. He came himself out. And he came with Lakshmi. After seeing that Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they started praising Lord. Stuti karna suru kar diya. Praising Lord. And they said, Yo antar hito jidi gato piduratmanatan so addaivana nayanamulam anantaradha. You are in the heart of everybody. But Duratma, evil-minded people, worldly people, they don't get you. You are not manifested to them. They can't see you. But so adya, today you are become nayanamulam. I am able to see you face to face. Nayanamulam. And how are you? Anantaradha, you are unlimited. Yari eva karna vivarena guham gato na putra anivartena raha bhavadudvarena. But what is the first step? The first step is that you have to listen about that Brahman. So first step for going to Vaikuntha is you have to do Shravan about that Lord. Then they are telling, humne kahan Shravan kiya? Where did we listen? Pitra, from my father. Who is the father of Sanatana Sanatan? Brahma. Brahma, not Brahman. Brahman is different. Brahmaji. Brahmaji is father of Purjana. And Brahmaji, Anuvarnita, he described what Raha. Raha means the secrecy of this Lord, Brahman, this Narayan. Bhavadudvarena, and where from Brahmaji came? Brahmaji came from? So, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar first listened about that Lord, Supreme Lord, from their father, Pahla step. Then they were able to reach Vaikuntha Loka. How do you reach Vaikuntha Loka? If you become a bhakta. What do you mean by a bhakta? You have to have qualities. That in detail we have seen. Many qualities are given. Chapter 2, chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita give you the qualities. And different places also we have seen. If you have got those qualities, you can reach there. So they have reached there. Then they say, Tam Tvam Vidam Bhagavan Paramatma. We know you are the Param Tattva, Paratma. You are the Supreme Self. That also we know. They know about the Nirgun Nirakar. Now the Lord has taken a form. That also they know, that you are the Supreme One. They have got no doubt. And how are you? Sattvena. You have got the full of Sattvagun. Whenever Lord takes a form, he has to take the help of Maya. Maya has got three guna. So Ishwar is Sattvapradhan. Sattvena. You have taken the Sattvagun and you are. Sattvena. Samprati rati rachanta mesham. And now you are here in front of me. Yate anutapaha. And you, how can I get darshan of that? Anutapa. Your mercy. First thing is that the grace of the Lord is required. Grace of the Lord is required. Viditai dhrida bhakti yogai. And viditai, you can know. You can know that Lord. By what? Bhakti yoga. What type of bhakti? Drida bhakti. Firm bhakti. What is this firm bhakti? That single-pointed devotion toward one Lord. Ananya bhakti we say. Ananya bhakti. Drida bhakti yoga. Then udgranthayo. Udgranthayo means without granthi, without any attachment. Udgranthayo, without attachment to the world. Hriti Bridu, where will you understand? In your own heart. He is present in all beings. In Hriti, in your heart, you will know. Bidu means to know. Muneo Biraga, who will come to know? The Muni. Mananasila Muni. Those who reflect is Muni. If we reflect on Brahman, we are also Muni. Mananasila is Muni. Biraga. Viragaha means dispassionate toward Lord, dispassionate toward world. So when you become viraga, viraga means bigat raga. Raga means what? Attachment. Why we get attached? We get attached because we think this person, this object, this being is the source of my happiness. Therefore we get attached. If that object, that being, that person is not source of joy, then we don't get attached. If he is giving sorrow, then we hate. Raga means we have a firm conviction that this person, this being, this object is my source of happiness. Therefore, we get it. Apply on your family, apply on your assets, apply on your all circumstances, relatives. Raga, you get addressed. 48.
Natyantikam viganayantapite prasadam kintvanna darpita bhayam bhruva nayaiste ye angatvadang hrisharana bhavatak kathaya kirtanya tirthayaha sakushala rasagyaha.
Not atyantikam. Atyantikam means liberation. Liberation, mukti. Viganayanti. Viganayanti means care for. A bhakta never cares for mukti also. A devotee never wants mukti. Mukti means you become one with the Lord. Khatam. He doesn't want that. He doesn't care for that. Apite prasadam, because of your grace. Because of the grace of the Lord, a bhakta never wants even mukti also. Kintu anyat, what to talk about other? What to talk about other? Arpit bhayam bhruva unnese te. Arpit bhayam, all other things, even if the Lord moves his eyebrow, there is a fear. You see, even in the Indra pada, even if you become Indra, Indra means the king of all devtas. But there also is a fear. Continuously, constant fear is also for the Indra pada. So Jarasa Narayan aise eyebrow uncha kiya, okay. So bhakta is not interested in mukti, he is not interested in Indrapada also. Indrapada means the maximum sukh. Devta of swarga, Raja of swarga, he is not interested in that also. Indrapada also. Ye ang tvad angri sarna bhavata kathayaha. Ye means the bhakta. Then anga means the Lord. Tvad your. Angri means the feet, sarna. Those who has taken shelter in your feet. The bhakta takes shelter of at the feet of Lord. Bhavata kathaya. Kathaya means katha, narration of your katha. The bhakta who takes shelter at your feet and kathayaha. Kirtayanti tirtayasasa. Kirtayanti, they are worth chanting. Tirtayasasa, they are pure glories. Kusalaha rasagya, kusala expert rasagya means the knower of that. They revel in the katha. They revel in katha. Here it is said, O Lord, your glories are worth recounting. They are capable of taking men across the ocean of worldly existence. This katha can take you across Bhavasagar. Now you have to tell me science. I have explained many times. What happens then? When you are away from the world and you are listening to the Lord, what happens in the mind? Mind becomes pure. So when the mind revels in the world, what happens? Impurities come. When the same mind revels in Lord, it becomes pure. When it becomes pure, what will happen? For a bhakta, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Our duty is to be bhakta, that's all. After that, it is his duty to take care. Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Lord has promised, I will give you that buddhi. Achha, Lord will give you buddhi means what? Lord will give you gyan. That doesn't mean the Lord with Chaturbhuj will come and give you gyan. No. What will do? He will arrange for you circumstances by which you get gone. And the classic example I have given you many times about Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna. Not many years ago, 150 years ago. Who was his guru? Totapuri. Where from he came? North India. Where was Ramakrishna? Calcutta, Dakshineswar. All the way from North India he came, my Bhakta. Who inspired Tata Totapuri? The Nami Buddhi Yogam Lord. There is a Bhakta there, you have to go and take care. So it is the duty of Lord, the Nami Buddhi Yogam. So those wise men who have taken refuge in your feet and know how sweet are your stories, they don't care for moksha or Indrapad. The Indrapad is also ever exposed to fear. They come and go at the movement of thy blow. So what Bhakt wants? Bhakt takes the route of Salokya, Samipya. I hope you understand this Hindi word. Salokya Bhakt would like to go to Lok of that Lord. Salokya, Vaikuntha Loka, Sakit. These are all lokas. Depending on the Lord you are worshipping, you reach to that loka. Really speaking, it is called Satya Loka. By whatever name you call, whether it is Saket or Vaikunth or Kailas, it is represents to one loka. That is called Satya Loka. Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satya. The Satya Loka has got all these things. So he reaches there, Salokya. Then he wants to come near Lord, Samipya. Then after that, Sarupya. In Vaikuntha, everybody is Chaturbhuja. Everybody is Chaturbhuja. Sarupya, dressing the same thing. In Dwarka, if you go there, all the pujari, they wear the same dress as the Lord. Silken dress, lal pila, aisa na? Same type of they are wearing. Sarupya. And the last is Sayujya. And Jnani Bhakta, Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. First you have to be righteous, Dharma. Then you earn. And with that righteous money, you fulfill your desire. When the desires are fulfilled in the righteous way, what happens? Mind is purified. When the mind is purified, you are fit for moksha. You get the knowledge and mukti. But what is the easiest way? What is the easiest way? Whether Bhagavat Katha is the easiest way. Sravan. Easiest is Bhagavat Katha.
Kamam bhava svabrijine nireshu nastvat cheto livad yadi no te padayo rameta vachaschanas tulasi vad yadi tengri shobha pureta te gunagane radi karna randraha.
Now these sages, four kumaras, they realize that they have done a blunder. They have got no right to punish other person's servant. Dwarpal are the servant of Lord Narayan. Whether they have got the right or not, so now they start their thinking. Out of anger, I have already cursed, and that curse will now happen. So therefore, I don't have right. Andar hi andar, they were started fearing. Dar lag gaya. Now they are saying, kamam bhava. Kamam, as much as we deserve. Bhava, birth. Swabrijane, because of our papa. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they are saying, for my pap. What is that pap? We have cursed this your doorman, on which we have got no right. Is it not, sir? Do you have any right to tell anything to the servant of any other person? You can go and complain his master. So they should have waited for Narayan. Magar Narayan ka apna plan hai. Nireshu na stat. Nireshu means the lower birth. Na to us. Stat. Let it be. Whatever you say, now they are ready to go to the lower birth. Who? Sanak, Sanantan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They are realizing, they are telling Narayan, we have done something wrong. For that wrong, you can punish us. Okay. But now you see the what is the request by Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar to Lord.
Cheto alibad yadi nute padyoramet,
but my cheta, my mind. Alibad, have you seen the bee humming on the flower, continuously humming? Alibad, my mind should like bee, should always hover around your feet. Always remember you. Alibad nu te padyoramet. Padyo means always rebel at your feet. So even if we are asked to go to the lower birth, okay. Same thing was said by Jai Vijay, also said same thing. When we go down, then we forget Lord. We all forget Lord. That is our state. But they, when they want to come down, they want this grace that we should not forget you, O Lord. So, chetaha alivad yadi nute padyoramet, then, you see, Sanak Sanandan Kumar, they are realized master, huh? They realize. They also say, vachastun tulsi bad yadi te angagi sobha, like the tulsi is sobha. We always do archana with tulsi to Lord Narayan, to Vishnu. Tulsi is very dear, always with Narayan. So like tulsi is always getting your grace, my vacha, my speech should always talk about you. So mind should be there and the speech should be also always talking about Lord. Not only that, what else he wants? Puret te guna gunai yadi karnarandra. Puret, our ears. Karnarandra, our ears should be filled with what? Guna gunai yadi karnarandra. This transcendental guna of yours. We should listen always the transcendental guna of Lord. So Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumar want that mind should be with you, my speech should be always with you, and whatsoever I hear, we hear, that is only your gungan, your kirtan, your yas, your fame, your leela, your narration, that only we should see. So we are studying Vedanta also. What does this mean? Mind. Speech is called karmendriya. If one indriya is mentioned by upalakshana, it represents all karmendriya. And shravan is gyanendriya. So by shravan, all five organs of perception, and by speech, all five organs of action, and mind. So my mind, my organs of action, my organs of perception should always be with you. If that be so, so even if you are in Narak, doesn't matter. I am constantly remembering Lord. Constantly remembering Lord. So Sanat Kumar realized their mistake as of cursing Dwarpal. They have got no right to curse. They should have reported Narayan, their master. Narayan would have taken action. But it is Narayan who wanted this way. This is the plan of Narayan. He wanted this way. Why he wanted this way? Because Lakshmiji was also obstructed by this Dwarpal. When Lakshmiji complained, Narayan said, no, I will not take action now. The people will criticize me. He apni bibi ki baat manta hai. Wait for some time. They will curse Brahman. He at that time already said they will be cursed by Brahman. And that has happened. So Narayan Para is not afraid of any type of lying. They pray that they should not forget Lord in inferior lying. They want to serve kaya, vacha, mansa to the Lord. काया वाचा मन सा डूब गया। ओके नेक्स्ट।
प्रादुश्चकर्थ यदिदं पुरहूतरूपं तेने स निर्वृतिं अवापुरलं दृशो नः तस्माइदं भगवते नाम इद्विधेम यो नात्मनां दुरुदयो भगवान् प्रतीतः।
प्रादुश्चकर्थ, प्रादुश्चकर्थ यू हैव मैनिफेस्टेड टुडे, यू हैव मैनिफेस्टेड यद इदम विच दिस ग्रेटली पुरहूत वर्सिपेबल फॉर्म, this worshipable form rupam, this eternal form which you have manifested today, tena isa, by that lord nibrittim, nibrittim we got satisfaction, avapuhu obtain alam so much, drisho naha, naha means our, by vision we have got satisfaction by seeing your this worshipable form, this narayan form is worshipful. Tasma idam bhagavate namah, therefore we salute, we prostrate you. Id vidme, and let us offer, who ya anatma duradayo bhagavan pratitah. Whatever form we have seen today, we are saluting, we are prostrating. But this form is not seen by anatman. Anatman means the unintelligent people. Who are unintelligent people? Those who revel in word, object, emotion, thoughts are unintelligent people. But intelligent people like Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar will always ask Lord, my Jnanendriya, my Karmendriya and my mind should always revel in the Lord. So they prostrate it. So in these 5-6 verses, starting from 46 to 55 verses, they Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar, they have described Lord, who is that Paramatma? He is the same Nirgun Nirakar Brahman who has taken an adorable form and which can be attained by Dhrida Bhakti. By who can do that Dhrida Bhakti? Viragaha, who are dispassionate, and at the same time, those whose granthis are broken, destroyed. What is this granthi? Hridaya granthi? Attachment to the world is not there, they can attain, they realize their mistake also. Such bhakta, they are not interested in Indrapada, they are not interested in moksha also. They realize their mistake and now they are saying to Narayan that, okay, whatever you want to give us punishment, give us, but our mind, our Jnanendriya, our Karmendriya should always be with Lord. So this is the Stuti made by this Sanat Kumara. Now we come to Pushpika Vakya.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyaya Sanghitayam Tritiyaskandhe Jai Vijayoho Sanakadishapo Nama Panchadashodhyayah Athashorashodhyayah Brahmo Vacha Iti Tadgrinanam Tesham मुनीनां योगधर्मिणां प्रतिनन्द जगादेदं विकुंठ निलयो विभुः।
ब्रह्मो वाच, ब्रह्माजी इज टॉकिंग टू देवताज। इन द अर्लियर चैप्टर वी हैव सीन ऑल द देवताज, दे केम टू ब्रह्माजी। व्हाई डिड दे कम? बिकॉज ऑफ द डार्कनेस। द ब्रिलियंस ऑफ द सीड ऑफ कश्यप वाज सो ब्रिलियंट दैट द ब्रिलियंस ऑफ द सन हैज ऑल्सो डिमिनिश्ड। So people were not able to do the karma kanda. Dini nahi hai. It's all dark and dark. By seeing the position of the sun, then only the time and everything is set, na? So they were not able to do the karma to Devta. So Devta were not getting the offering. So they all came to Brahmaji. What has happened? Then Brahmaji told that this has happened. Now it is said, Brahmaji is again telling, iti, iti means thus. Tat means speech, grinatam, praising. After hearing the praise of these four Kumaras, Tesam Muni Nam, all four Kumaras, Muni, Yoga Dharmi Nam, always engaged in Yoga Dharma. You see, Muni is always engaged in Yoga Dharma. What is Yoga Dharma? United with the Lord. In the prayer itself, you will find the Munis, this Swanath Sanandan Kumar said, even if you send us for our mistake to the lower world, we want that our mind, our indriya, our gyanendriya and karmendriya should always rebel in you. So therefore yoga dharminam, yoga dharminam, always their dharma is united with the Lord continuously. How are we? Biyoga dharminam, not yukta, not yoga with Lord, yoga dharminam. Pratinandya, congratulating Jagat, congratulating this Muni Jagat. He said, Narayan is going to tell something now. Jagat, idam, Vikuntha Nilayo Vibhu. Vibhu is the Supreme, Supreme Lord. Narayan said this thing. What is this Vikuntha Nilayo? Narayan, whose abode is Vikuntha Nilayo. Nilaya means the abode. Vikuntha means where there is no kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. Vigat kuntha. In Vaikuntha, there is no anxiety. Vikuntha Loka. Okay, then next.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Etau Tau Parshado Mayam Jayo Vijaya Evacha Kadarthi Krityamam Yadvo Boho Kratam Atikramam.
Etau, now he's saying that there are two people standing there, doorman. Etau, Tau, De, Parshado, they are my attendants. Lord is saying, these two persons are my attendants of Mahiyam, mine. Lord is accepting, they are my bhakta. My bhakta. What is their name? Jaya Vijaya Evacha. Their name is Jaya and Vijaya. And earlier I have told you, Jaya means victory over senses. Vijaya means victory over mind. Unless you have got victory over mind and senses, you cannot reach Vaikuntha. Control of mind and control of senses. In our Vedanta, we call it sam and dham. Sam and dham. Sam is control of mind, dham is control of senses. Why control of mind and senses is required? Because all the indriyas, all organs of perception are extrovert and it is manufacturing defect. And where is Lord? He is sitting inside us. So by its nature, all the indriyas are extrovert, they always go outside. By your eyes you can see world outside, but eyes you cannot see inside. Even if Premalji turns this around, still you can't see inside because they have got no capacity to see subtle things. Because that Atman, that Param Tattva is very subtle. You cannot grasp it with the eyes. Similarly, all the organs of perception are all extrovert. So unless you control them, unless you control your mind, withdraw your mind from the sense object of the world and turn it, you cannot get it. So, Mahiyam Jayo Vijaya, the Jaya is victory over senses, Vijaya is victory over mind. Kadarthikritya, they have ignored. Ignored whom? Mam. Lord says, this Jaya Vijaya has ignored me. Mam, how they have ignored Lord, we'll see. Mam, yad wo bahukritam atikritam, and they have done a great offense against you and me. Dekho. Dwarpal has ignored Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar, Kumaraj, four Kumaraj. But Lord is saying that they have ignored me also, not only you. Achha. How is that? You see, to offend a bhakta is a great wrong. Only great bhakta recites, serves and comes to Vaikuntha. Only great bhakta, which has got those qualities, good qualities, only they can come to Vaikuntha Lok and they serve Lord. All the bhakta, they serve Lord only. They are always, mind is always in the Lord only. One thing is good in Vaikuntha, that any offending bhakta is protected by Lord. We'll see how the Lord is going to protect these bhakta. the Jai Vijay, because they have become bhakta, they are devotees of the Lord, and because of one offense, Lord will pray, Lord will request to this Brahman, this Sanat Kumar, forgive them, forgive me. See, it will come. So Lord is going to protect this Jai Vijay. And he will request also so that they come back to Vaikuntha as early as possible. So atikramam means offending a bhakt, means neglecting the Lord. How is this a jnani bhakta is Lord himself? We see in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, it says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritur jana arto jigyasu artharthi jnani cha bhartarsava. There are four types of devotees. Number one, artha means dukhi. So whenever we get some sorrow, we run to temple. Is it not so? Bhagwan bachao, artha. Jigyasu, a jigyasu, I want to be successful in my endeavor, I want to know you. He also prays to Lord. Jigyasu. Artharthi means? He is not dukhi, but he wants another house. Or he wants one million. Artharthi. And jnani cha bhartava, the fourth type of bhakti is jnani. Lord says, tesa jnani yun nitya yukta. Out of this four, jnani is nitya yukta. Is always united with me because his mind, jnanendriya and karmendriya is always with Lord. Nitya yukta, always united. Eka bhakti visheshyate is single pointed devoted to me. Eka bhakti, single pointed devotion toward the Lord. Priyo hi jnanino atyartham. I am extremely dear to jnani. Not only that, aham sacha mama priya, and jnani is dear to me. Jnani is dear to me. In very rare cases, Bhagwan will say, jnani is dear to me. Will not say. Then he says, udara, what about these other three bhakta? Artha, artharthi, and jigyasu. For them, Lord has used only one word, udara. And for jnani, he has given a slok. See? Udara. They are good people, but they have got desires. Artha, artharthi, jigyasu. They have got desire. Kuch mangne aaya hai. But jnani? Jnani to atma hi va me matam. But jnani is my atma. There is not different from me. I am telling you this thing, reference I am giving you, because Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar are jnani. They are one with the Lord. Insulting those bhakta is insulting Lord. Lord has said, they have insulted me and they have insulted you. So here we find jnani tu atmaiva me matam. Astita se yukta atma maam eva anuttamam gatim. And he is always established in me. If your mind, your jnanendriya and karmendriya are with the Lord, you are always established with Lord only. Maam eva anuttamam gatim. And that is supreme goal for them. They don't want anything of the world. Their goal is, I want to stay always with the Lord. And such people are very, very rare. Bahunam janmanante jnanavan maam prapatyate. Bahu janma, after bahu janma, such jnanavan, they reach me. Vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurvala. Vasudev, whole thing is Vasudev. It's not different from Vasudev. Sa mahatma sudurvala. When jnana happens, what you see? You see that everything is the Lord himself. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they cursed Jai Vijay because they have started seeing duality. Vahan jaake you are supposed to see that everybody is only Bhagwan only. Bhagwan has taken different form. Now Jai Vijay has obstructed thinking they are intruders, they are different. That was their Bisham Sabhava. Therefore, Lord says, Atikramam. they have not only insulted you, they have insulted me, because the jnani is me only. Jnani meri atma hai.
So by mistake, doorman stopped Sankadi. Sankadi wanted to see Lord. Now Lord has come out. Obstruction removed. He himself has come down. Not only that, he comes with Lakshmi.
People are very eager to see Lakshmi ji. But Lakshmi ji came. She wanted to see what is happening outside. These people once obstructed me. Kya saja milti hai, dekhe inko. So she also came.
Yastvetayo dhrito dandaha bhavat bhirmavan vratai saevanumatosmabhihi munayo devahelanat.
Yah tu etayo dhrito danda, whatever punishment you have given, danda, that means punishment. Etayo to do dwarpal. Whatever danda, whatever punishment you have given. Now it is, Lord is saying to four Kumaras, whatever you have done, whatever punishment you have done, what is the punishment they have given? You have to go to the lower loka. Why you have to go to the loka? Because you are seeing duality. You are seeing duality. Your svabhav is not sam, it is visam svabhav. So you have to go to the lower world. Yatu etyo dhrito danda bhavadbi. Bhavadbi means by you. Mam anubratai. Mam anubratai. These two anubratai, they are my followers. Jai Vijay, they are my followers. They are my bhakta. So whatever danda punishment you have given to my bhakta Jai and Vijay, sa eva anumate asmabhi. I second it. Lord is not saying, why did you punish my sermon? Suppose somebody punishes your servant, you will go and fight with that person, that lady of the other house. What right you have to talk to my servant? You should talk to me. I should have taken the whatever punishment or whatever is to be done, action I should have taken. What right you have got? Lord is saying, whatever you have done is, I also second it.
Sa eva anumata, I am approving asmabhi munyo deva helnath.
Because of the offense against you. Devahelna, you are Devta. And they have offended you. They have insulted you. They have disrespected you. So whatever judgment you have taken, I second. Ab unke jaan mein jaan aa gayi. Theek hai, whatever I've done, theek hai.
Tadva prasadayamyat brahma daivam param hime tadvityatma kritam manne astva pumhi rasatkitaha.
Tadva, therefore, you say, I am seeking forgiveness. Prasadayami. Prasadayami. Please forgive me. Narayan is saying to four Kumara, please forgive me. Khush ho jao, prasadayami. Proceed, proceed. Khush ho jao.
Brahma deva param hime. Brahma means Brahman. Is param dev. Is devta for me. Most respected people.
Now, Narayan himself is going to tell you about the glory of a Brahman. Brahman. Brahman ke paas mein, he is now requesting, please forgive me. Why? Because he will say, why should I say it now? Let him say what he's going to say. He's going to say, my servants, whatever action is taken by servant is taken in the loka by me only. Jo usne galti kiya hai, is my galti.
Tadva prasadam hai, brahma deva param hi me, tadhi iti atmakrita, tadhi atmakrita, whatever is done by the, I take it on myself.
Whatever fault, whatever offense the Jai Vijay has done, atmakritam, I am taking on myself. Narayan is saying, atmakritam.
Manne means consider. Yastu pumbira asatkrita. Yastu pumbikrita means
my attendants. Whatever my attendants, my servant, my devotees have done, I take it on myself. Asatkrita, whatever disrespect they have shown to you, I take it on myself. It's a normal thing. Lord will say in the loka also, in the lower loka also, it is like this. So Lord is always in favor of two people, go and Brahman. Lord will always favor. Go Brahman hitayacha, you will find in the scripture. Lord is always in favor of cow and Brahman. And Brahman always look at the feet of Vishnu. Om Tat Pad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraha. Shastra says. And Brahman is always looking at the feet of the Lord. Continuously. Who is this Brahman? Who is this Brahman? Now you have to tell me. One who rebels in Brahman is Brahman. One who is Sattva-gun Pradhan is a Brahman. Brahma Janati iti Brahman. One who knows Brahma, he is Brahman. One who is born in Brahman family also is a Brahman, provided his karma is samandam, provided his senses are controlled, mind is controlled, samandam. Brahman not following the Brahman dharma is not Brahman, even though born in Brahman family. A Brahman, Sattva-gun Pradhan Brahman, if he has become Rajasic and Tamasic, if he has become Vaishya, if he has become Sudra by his profession or by his action, then he is not the Brahman. Brahman. So Lord is going to describe the glories of Brahman.
Yannamani chagrinnati loke vritti kritagasi so asadhuvadah tat kirtim hanti twachamivamayah.
Now Lord is giving the example from this world. He said, yat of whom namani chagrinnati loke vritti kritagasi. So whatever the names, namani, names, chagrinnati take, loko, meaning the people in general, Vritte, Vritte means servant. So whatever servant does, what happened, it is taken as committed by that master. Master is responsible for that. So asadhu vat, same way, that asadhu means the disrespect shown by Jay and Vijay to you. Tat kirti hanti, and whatever action is taken by these servants, the wrong thing done, what will happen? The kirti hanti, their fame is destroyed. How? Twacham iva amaya, as if the leprosy on the skin. So whatever wrong done by a servant, that affects the reputation of master. Suppose in a car factory, somebody, some mechanic has forgotten to tighten a bolt, and because of that there occurs one accident. Who is responsible? Company. Not the servant. They will claim damages from the company. So this is general thing. So when a servant does something, the world attributes it to the master, and the disrespect that we get that way erodes one good name, as leprosy erodes one's skin. So what was the fault of Dwarpal, doorman, Jay Vijay? They thought they have got the right to obstruct any person. Pride has come. They can stop anybody. But Narayan has not given that right to him. If you want to enter that Vaikuntha loka, it is said, Atimanita should be not there, though Atiman should not be there. Chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. We have seen all these things. Atimanita is not there. Nirahankar word has come in chapter 2 and chapter 12 while discussing in our previous lecture. We have discussed all this.
nirahankar. And amanitvam has come in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. So that shows the man ego should not come. At each and every chapter, everywhere you will find the ego is to be surrendered. The moment ego comes, you have fallen. So bhakta should be blameless. Any blame on bhakti is a scar on the Lord. Bhakta should be careful while dealing with others, especially with bhakta.
Why especially with bhakta? Jay and Vijay are also bhakta. They were also dealing with Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan. They are also bhakta. So when one bhakta is dealing with other bhakta, you should be very, very careful. Very careful.
Yasya mritamalaya shasravanavagaha sadhya punati jagada swapachad vikuntaha soham bhavadpya upalabdha sutirtha kirtihi chindyam swabahum aviva pratikula vrittim.
In this verse, the Lord is going to tell us about the glory of Brahman. Glory of Brahman, he is going to tell, because of Brahman, my feet or this Gangaji or my Leela purifies people. Why? Because of Brahman. If Brahman is not there, if Bhagavat Kathakar is not there, who will narrate the stories? So my Kirti depends on Brahman. See? How important is Brahman? That we'll see in detail there in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah.